I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so after the three and out, Vaughn, to start the second half, did you kind of say, all right, now we're playing, let's roll?
Oh, I mean, I always had faith in our defense and our game. You know, we talked about it last night. We talked about this being a grind game. We knew it was going to be rainy, and we knew it was going to be a little bit cold. So we knew it was going to have to go all the way down to, the last second. No way you can visualize it being like this, but we knew it was going to be a tough game. So, you know, starting the second half, you know, it just fell into exactly what we expected.
That's the highest scoring offense in the NFL coming into this game. You hold them to no points in the second half.
I mean, but, you know, I just got faith in my brothers. I got faith in, our coaching staff, Coach McDermott, Coach Frazier, Coach Washington, confidence is at an all-time high, and we just keep playing until the clock says zero.
How gratifying is it, though, Vaughn, to win the dog-eat-dog game? You know, in the trenches, game is on the line, and everybody's just playing complimentary football at the right time.
You know, games are just going to be like this. In 2015, we won a Super Bowl. I think we won nine games within 3 points or less. Like, that's just how it is. You know, when you're a good team, you're playing good teams, they're going to be close. It's gratifying. Last week was a dog game as well. You know, and it came down to the very, very end of it. And I think having that on our minds and having that on our souls, you coming into this game, we wanted to win. We just wanted to keep playing until it says zero. And it just football guys, it just fell our way this week.
Says zero. That play in the second quarter, it looked like you had Lamar. He got out of it somehow. He launches one down. It looked like it might have been an interception. When you have a play go that way against you, how do you avoid kind of saying, man, maybe today just isn't our day, and keep your head down and keep playing?
No, never. We don't think like that. We don't think like that. We talked about, positive self-talk at the beginning of the season. We don't think like that. I had the sack, missed the sack. I get up, and then I tip the ball, too. Matt Milano has an interception, drops the interception, and the guy catches it. That's just, it's just how it goes, But, the leadership in this locker room, the type of guys that we got in this locker room, we just line back up and do it again. And even though it was 20-3, like, we never felt like we was out of it. The energy on the sideline was never negative. We never felt like the game was over. We were able to, go into half 10-20. Get a three and out to start to the third quarter right after halftime, and everything is right back where we need it.
When you got to the end of that first half there, the end of the first, the 2 minute drive, was that when you guys felt it started to click in finally, like after a rough start? Or
yeah, we started to rally. Like in the beginning of the game, we had a lot of miscues. Like kind of Vaughn said, we gave them damn near 14 points with the two turnovers, and we can't have that. But that's part of football. When that things happen like that, it's like chin up, chest out. And we anticipated this being that kind of game. Things were going to happen. Adversity is going to hit. It's all about how you battle. And we ended up kind of getting things rolling going into the second half. We took the ball. So, we weren't going to see the ball in the second half. But we leaned at our defense. We got some points. We leaned at our defense coming out. And things ended up shaking out how we wanted.
Steph, when Jordan makes the second interception at the end, you guys are getting the ball back. I'm sure you guys probably feel like you're going to score every time you touch it. But what's the conversation in the huddle as you get the ball back, knowing you've got a really good chance in front of you?
Well, it's more like one play at a time, like kind of like a tribute to last week, things going down to the wire, hostile environment, away game. Like he said, like when you're a good team, you got to beat the good teams. And, you got to rally. We was down 20-3. Some people probably was like, damn, the game's over. But nobody on the sideline was like that. We were trying to right the ship and, holding on the details. The details were what was messing us up. Like we had some miscues on offense, put our defense in a bad spot. But we get back to being us and playing football. That's when things start going over.
Coach situational football as much as he does, and you guys do what you do after that 2 minute warning. Right? I mean, you just bleed it down, you get your first down to force them to burn time. Like, it all came together there. How gratifying is that? And you know how much you work in, right?
Yeah, it's weird because it's just like, how as a parent, for all the parents down here, Like when you tell your kid to do X, Y, Z, and it's like they don't listen and it doesn't go right, and then they listen and things start going how you said they were going to go. So anticipating things going, like listening to the coach as far as like with situational football and honing in on the details. He says do your 1/11th, and when everybody's doing their job and everybody's on the same page, things go right.
This could be for both of you, maybe. I don't know how much you pay attention, but locally, nationally, there have been the narrative of 7 straight losses in 1-score games for this team. Is the way you handle things in the second half and down the stretch there maybe a response to that?
I just got here. I don't know what was going on before I got here. Like, it's you know, I don't know. You know, and I think, you know, ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. You know, we come in and, you know, the type of confidence that we have in ourselves and our game plan, like, I don't know. I don't know the stats. You know, that's y'all do a great job of doing research and looking stuff up. But, you know, I don't know. Like, I go into the game thinking that we have a chance to win any game versus any team. That's just how I think. And, you know, I think that energy just bleeds off on my teammates. So, I don't know. I'm going out to win each and every game when we go out there.
You have been here through that. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's a built narrative, like, for sure. Like, that's something that I wouldn't have known that stat. I didn't know that stat at all. But I could tell you what Mitch Morse told me in the locker room after the game. And I'm sitting there just, you know, we're hanging out thinking about how the game went. And Mitch was just saying, like, we've been here for some years now. You know, and it's been a consistent thing of, you know, some games going our way, some games not going our way. He said it was good to feel like we've been there before. And we've been down before. We've rallied back before, you know, even, like, thinking back, it's been plenty of games we can attest to us coming back in the game and having a chance. So he said, we've been there before. We didn't shun. We weren't shy. We weren't nervous. We went in chin up, chest out, and we went in with confidence that we were going to win the game.
Down to 3 receivers by the end of the game.
Yeah, damn.
What's the challenge like for an offense?
Yeah, every week, somebody.
Yeah. Well, what's that challenge like for the offense? And then in turn, what was it like to see Khalil step up and make some plays to contribute today?
You know, I spoke highly of him in training camp as far as like how he approaches the game, and going into this game, he was active, but he never prepares like he's not ready. So I have full confidence in him. And as guys, you know, things happen in football. People do go down. So. It's tough. You know, we send prayers for those guys and we kind of have that mindset of the next guy up, you know, as leader on this team and then the captains on this team. We put a lot of pressure on the people who, even if they're not playing or, you know what I'm saying, you might not be active right in and there, you might have a shot and you might got to make an example, you know what I'm saying? You got to show that what you got. Khalil stepped up at a crucial time. We got some guys banged up. We got to get healthy, but I got 100% confident in whoever they throw out there because we all prepared the right way. Hold ourselves to a high standard. You know, that's just how this team go.
That was his first catch, right, as a pro. His first catch as a pro, and he caught the ball. And I'm on the sideline, like, you know, defense watching the game. Like, I'm on the sideline, and he's covering the ball up. You know, he's trying to get the first down. Like, you know, that's dope to see. You know, your young guys really take advantage of the opportunity when the opportunity presents itself.
Devon, if last week is good medicine, what was this week?
Shit. Good medicine, too, right? good medicine, too. Like, you know, wins, I mean, that's, you know, you, especially in pro sports, like, you want to win the game. Like, you play the game to win the game. And our organization and, you know, our community, is, you know, it's all about wins. You know, we don't have the best weather or – we got really great food where we from, but where we at, man, it's all about wins, man. It's all about making great plays, you know, bringing wins home to our fans. And, you know, to bring a tough win like this and, you know, make the plane do backflips on the way home.
Man,
like,
tell them
and
again.
And when we
again.
Land and see Bills Mafia outside the plane, like, this is what it's about, you know. Yeah. You know, it's all about wins in this league, for sure.
Bills Mafia here in Baltimore.
Oh, man, it was great. Like, you know, it was a play, and, you know, I think it was an offensive pass interference, and the crowd goes crazy. Yeah. It's like, bro, what's going on? Like, even at the hotel and, like, you know, around, like, I had when I got some blue crab last night.
It was here?
Yeah, it was good, bro. Yeah, bro, it was good. Like, I went and got some blue crab last night, and you see all the, you know, the blue and, you know, the white and the red. It just feels good. Bills Mafia, they travel amazing. And it really feels good to, you know, go out there and not only get wins for your teammates and, you know, your family and your friends, but, you know, for this fan base who's been so hungry for wins like this and games like this, it feels amazing.
Steph,
For you to come back here and win, you're home, you're in front of people that, you know, can see you play where you grew up and everything.
Yeah, I had like 50 people at the game. So aside from the people that, you know, I might not know personally but came to support me, people that went to my college and high school and stuff like that, it's always a good feeling to win at home. But it feels better just to win with this team at this point and where we at, you know. Even if our last week when we had a bad taste in our mouth and we wanted to come out here with a win, but to do it in front of my family, my friends, it's a little added incentive. So I get to talk my junk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.